Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Well, it's 2:30, and that could only mean that it is time for the CRS Heritage Program.
That's right, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. And go ahead and tell us about it there, Mikey.
Well, we're on 73 AM, as you already know, but you can hear us worldwide on WPITAM.com.
That's right, worldwide, universally, even if you're on Mars, just go to WPITAM.com. And today's broadcast has been paid for in its entirety by our good friend and longtime sponsor, Miss Linda Cortina. And we're going to have a special guest, which is going to be Linda Cortina in just a little bit here. But this Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Lent for both Catholic and Orthodox faithful. And it is the Sunday dedicated to St. John of the Ladder, St. John Climacus. And starting off today's show, we have Stradalnaya Mati.
Stradalnaya Mati, pod krestom stojala, stala rdati, sleza promomljala. Oj, sinu, sinu, za jaku provinu,
first message comes from CRS member Kathy Capaldo, who is a master halushkiista.
That's a nice word.
Yeah, we're making up words. Mark, remember when we were making up words?
I was just going to ask you if that was a real word.
Oh, you know, if Starbucks can have a barista, why can't the Russians and the rest of the Slavic peoples have halushkiista?
I was just about to start using it. I'm glad you warned me.
Go ahead and use it. Go ahead and use it. But why can't they have them? And this comes from Kathy and Pam. As part of a graduation requirement, Pam has to have a gallery showing at her school. The title of her gallery showing is The Bee Effect, which is to help raise awareness about the loss of honeybees over the past few years and the impact it would have on our food resources.
You know, the gallery to The Bee Effect will fill the Lawrence Art Gallery at the Rosemont College campus in Bryn Mawr, PA, which is, I guess that's near Philadelphia, near Villanova University.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to be held on Saturday, April 9th from 1 to 4. An informal artist talk will be held at about 1:30, and refreshments will be served, including homemade, you want to help me with that word?
Yeah, where are we?
Medovinki.
Homemade medovinki cookies.
What's that? Oh, honey cakes.
Honey cakes, yes.
Interesting, okay.
Made by her grandmother, along with other refreshments made with ingredients that are pollinated by honeybees.
I guess that makes sense, huh?
Yeah, right. It does.
Anyway, if you live near Philadelphia, go ahead and check it out. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be Saturday, April 9th at 1:30 p.m. at mm-hmm. the Rosemont College in Bryn Mawr, PA.
Yep. Next, we're going to go to Vojvodina. This is Orchestar Stari Vrbas in Vojvodina with Červena Ruža. As I said earlier, today's broadcast has been sponsored in full by our good friend, longtime sponsor, and CRS Pittsburgh chapter treasurer, Linda Cortina. And she would like to dedicate today's broadcast in loving memory of her mother, Libby Busseau, on the 8th anniversary of her falling asleep in the Lord on April 3rd, 2003. And on the line, we have Ms. Cortina. Dobry den, Pani Cortinova.
Dobry den, sluhajcu.
Yeah, dobry den, sluhajcu. Jak się masz? Jak się masz?
Dobre, dobre.
All right. Linda. Slava Navika. Linda, I just wanted to personally thank you on the air here for being a great sponsor of the Carpatho Rus'n Society Heritage Program throughout the years. Whenever my dad was, him and I were at the other radio station, you were right there with us from the beginning, and you continue to be with us. And I want to thank you very much for being a continued sponsor of this radio program. And we got you on the air. We wanted you to say a couple words. And what would you like to say to us?
Well, I'm just happy to be able to do something.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You know, like I don't have any children to pass on my heritage to, so this is my way of helping keep my heritage alive.
Good. Wow. I've sort of taken you on as a, I guess a stepmother or a surrogate mother, since you don't have any children, so I've been one of your, I guess, surrogate sons here for the last few years. We've traveled around the world together, got you to your village, got you all over Slovakia, and I just wanted to thank you personally for your continued support to our radio program. And as we're talking about donations, we hope that all of you out there in Radio Land listening on the internet do support our program. And be like Linda. Help us out. Send us a couple dollars. We are looking for people for the two Easter broadcasts on the 24th of April and the 1st of May. And you wanted to hear a couple special numbers, Linda. Yeah. What did you want to listen to?
I forget.
Okay, you said you wanted to hear Yasom Sirota, because that was a number that your mom listened to a lot, right?
Yes, like that, yeah.
Okay, and you also wanted to hear O Maria Mati Boja, which was the song that Darlene Feka sang whenever they brought you
into the church,
Right. Well, for you, Linda, we did find Yasom Sirota. I know I was traveling the universe to try and find that for you. So we did find that. And I think Mike's going to talk about that one because he has a special relation to it. What about that song there,
yes,
Mike?
Yasom Sirota just happened to be the recording that you found happened to be 2009 Croatian Fraternal Union Convention. And two of our students, one of which happens to be my son, is actually singing this one.
Ah.
So, and this was from 2009, where Jonathan's voice was a little bit higher back then.
Yeah, now we'd have to put it in the key of like Z.
Yeah, because he's so low now. But it's cute being able to hear him sing that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And the second one we have for you, Linda, is Oi Maria Mati Boja by the Singing Reviljak family from right down the road in Munhall, Pennsylvania. So any last things you'd like to say on Radio Land here to our sluchaccio for the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program, Linda?
Yeah, I just want to tell all of our Rusyn friends to reach in your pockets. Mm. Out your checkbook. It's only money.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to take it with us. Mm-hmm. Like my mom always used to say, she never saw a Brinks truck in a funeral procession.
That's a good one.
You're right. I've never seen a Brinks truck in front of the funeral procession.
That was one of her big ones, you know.
Wow.
We're not taking it with us, so, you know, spend it on the good things. And your program is a very good thing for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Linda. We go back a long way, and I do appreciate the support you've given to not only the CRS Heritage Program, but to my family as well, with the sudden death of my dad last year, the help that you've given us, not only on the radio show, but personally. And I do want to thank you publicly. And please help us out. If you're interested in contributing to our radio program, you can contact me, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or send me some email, rusynradio@c-rs.org. So, Linda, thank you once again, and we have your requests for you. We'll talk to you very soon. Thank you once again, Linda.
You're welcome.
All right. Go ahead, Mark. Let's hear it. Yeah. that was for you, Linda. We hope you liked Yasum Sirota and Oi Maria Mati Boja, and we thank you for being a dedicated sponsor to the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
The Sixth Egg Extravaganza will be held at the St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall on 201 East Main Street, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, next Sunday, April 10th, 2011, from noon to 5 p.m. This year, the extravaganza is being sponsored by GCU Lodge 81, local egg artists, and the St. John's Ethnic Craft Club. At least 21 tri-state egg artists will be demonstrating, displaying, and selling their particular art, which will include Eastern European Pisanki. In addition to the egg artists, there will be an egg marketplace featuring egg dyes, beeswax, tools, books, videos, Pisanki kits, everything you could possibly need to do this for sale.
Carrying for your Pisanki out there. Go get them.
Uh-huh. Traditional items used in the ethnic Easter baskets will also be available, such as embroidered covers, candles, lamb butter molds, egg wraps. You know, my mother wanted a lamb butter mold. I forget where she found one. I wish I would have known.
Well, then go to Uniontown and get
one.
I
guess we're going to have to.
That's right.
That's pretty cool, those things.
It is. Yeah, you just put your popcorn butter right in a little mold that looks like a lamb.
Yeah, it is pretty sick.
Now we just need that lamb to turn into real lamb.
Oh yeah, we won't even get that.
No, we won't.
I had that last week, you know, without you. Yeah.
Thanks.
Anyway, you're welcome. There will also be Easter crafts and stuff for sale at St. John's Ethnic Craft Club. So traditional Easter basket covers will also be on display. The Carpatho-Rusyn Society, the Byzantine Cemetery Press, and Mount Macrina Religious Gift Shop will also have sales tables.
That would be the Byzantine Seminary Press, Cemetery Press.
Did I say cemetery?
Yes, you did.
Maybe you better read the rest
All
of this.
All right, a Lenten lunch menu will be available, and there is no admission fee. So once again, that is the Sixth Egg Extravaganza to be held at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, next Sunday from noon until 5. For more information, please call 724-438-6027 or 724-438-8412. I was spanning the globe on the internet and found this on Slovak television. They have a national minority magazine that comes on every couple days, and our president, Mr. John Rigetti, was on. So what you're going to be hearing is John Rigetti giving a little interview. The prequel will be the lady, the day was speaking Ukrainian, announcing interesting activities in Prešov. So, Mark, let's hear it.
Інтересна акція відбулась і в Музеї русинської культури в Пряшеві. Не тільки про своє походження говорив Джон Рігетті, президент Карпато-Русин Сосайте з Пітбургу, який є лідером русинів Північної Америки.
Мої коріння, мої родини йшли до Америки зо Словенську, Сабінове, то близько Пряшеві. А тепер ми 5 генерація у Америці.
Де?
А у Пітсбургу, Пенсильванія, то є найбільше місто прерусинів у Америці. Ми маємо 60 тисяч русини там. Зо Словенську, зо Закарпаття і зо Лемковини.
Ми були на Україні на засіданню Світової ради русинів в Мукачеві 2 дні, а потім ми йшли до Києва, де ми віддавали листа до председу парламенту. Литвина в Україні є окремий проблем, який є важний, а то є визнання русинів як окремої національності. Плюс се говорило о тим, як се пририхтувати до 11-го конгресу русинів, який буде в Будапешті в середині юна.
Ми хочемо робити кооперація з русини ту і русини у Америці, Карпато-русинське общество в Америці і Карпато-русинський клуб і русинський музей.
Але моя пена людка не сидіть мора, ви,
а ти діло зустріла, як ти палицю, а ти діло зустріла, як ти палицю, а ти діло зустріла, як ти палицю, а ти діло зустріла, як ти палицю.
Are you interested in going to the ancestral Russian homeland? Well, if you want to visit places such as Krynica, Zindranovo Preshov, Bardejov, Svidnik, Uzhhorod, and Mukachevo, then we have the tour for you. The Carpathian Rus'n Society is offering its 11th Rus'n Heritage Tour, scheduled for July 14th through 26th. This is the complete tour. You experience Rus'n culture fully as art, music, lifestyle, churches, cultural achievements, and everything Rus'n. The first 35 people can come on this tour. Again, it is the Carpathian Rus'n Society's 11th Rus'n Heritage Tour for the 14th through 26th of July. And as you're listening to this interesting little a cappella number by Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor, if you're interested in our tour, please give John Rigetti a call. He's going to take the first 35 people over for the 11th Rus'n Heritage Tour. Give him a buzz if you're interested. 412-749-0675. Once again, that is 412-749-0675.
In the Eastern Pennsylvania chapter of the CRS cordially invites you to a presentation by Dr. Parvensky on the road to
Mukachevo.
Why is that just not coming out?
Mukachevo. It's Mukachevo.
Yeah,
Mukachevo.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, traveling in the Carpathians next Saturday, April 9th at 1 p.m. Enjoy a most informative and enjoyable afternoon as Dr. Parvensky takes you on a tour visiting people and places of the Carpathians and the Rus'n villages of... Where's this kind
I'm sorry about that. Maramureș County, Romania.
Yeah, you really got to warn me about stuff like this, dude.
Oops.
Yeah. Anyway, view the beautiful designs and the designs of the wooden churches of the area and the skills exhibited by the Rus'n artists. See the beautiful mountainous landscapes in the scenic Rus'n villages. Dr. Parvensky is a frequent traveler to that area and has captured many of these images for your visual delight. The chapter will also have Rus'n artifacts, t-shirts, and Rus'n literature available for sale. Take advantage of this most enjoyable experience. All are welcome. Refreshments will be available and admission is free. For more information, phone 609-882-4872 or email jchanda@c-rs.org.
So once again, that is Saturday, April 9th at 1 p.m. on the road to Mukachevo. For more information, call Jerry Chanda, 609-882-4872, or send him some email, jchanda@c-rs.org. And as we finish, this is from the Český rozhlas, or the Czech radio station. This is a group called Grajcar. This is a version of Ivanko, Ivanko, and Oj na hore. We thank you for joining us today, and we do invite you to join us again next week for the best in Rus'n broadcasting from Pittsburgh. We'll see you all next week. Shyaslivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, rusinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730
WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!